This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Opposition parties obstruct both houses of federal parliament demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement. Committee formed to probe indecent behaviors of lawmakers in Sunday's House of Representatives meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP's chairperson Rabila Amichane in New Delhi for 5-day India visit. And Lebanon announces Hezbollah's acceptance of US ceasefire proposal. Now the news in detail. The opposition parties have obstructed both houses of the federal parliament demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement in House of Representatives meeting on Sunday. The meeting of the House of Representatives was adjourned until Tuesday. Today, after opposition lawmakers continued to obstruct proceedings demanding clarification over Prime Minister Balendra Shah's remarks on the Nepal-India border issue. Opposition MPs maintained their protest, alleging that the Prime Minister made inaccurate and factually incorrect statements during Sunday's House meeting regarding the Nepal-India border. As the obstruction continued, Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal adjourned the second sitting of the day. Meanwhile, the second meeting of the National Assembly was also adjourned till Tuesday today without entering its scheduled agenda. During the first sitting of the upper house earlier yesterday, parliamentarians speaking during the emergency hour had expressed disagreement with remarks made by Prime Minister Balendra Shah in House of Representatives meeting on Sunday. Their protest disrupted proceedings, prompting NA Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal to suspend the meeting for 20 minutes. As soon as the second meeting of the NA resumed, the parliamentarians continued their protest, preventing the House from conducting its business. As a result, Chairperson Dahal announced the adjournment of the meeting until 1:15 p.m. on Tuesday, June 2. A meeting of the House of Representatives held yesterday formed a three-member probe committee citing House members behaved in an indecent and objectionable manner in Parliament meeting on Sunday. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal formed the probe committee under the coordination of House Secretary Prakash Adhikari, where the Chief of Internal Services and Planning and Chief of Technology Management Division of the Federal Parliament are members. The committee has been asked to submit the report regarding the incident within a week. Speaker Aryal shared that some of the lawmakers behaved in an indecent and objectionable manner, resulting in physical damage during Sunday's parliament meeting. Parliamentary business scheduled for yesterday were put off after opposition parties obstructed the House proceedings. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 1 p.m. today. Chairperson of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Rabila Amichane has left for India yesterday on a 5-day visit at the invitation of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. He has set out for New Delhi, India on behalf of the party after the formation of the government led by the party. Lamichane's entourage includes his wife Nikita Powdel, the party's Deputy General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya, Foreign Affairs Chief Deepak Bohra and Personal Secretary Pradeep Acharya. It is believed that the official visit of the chairperson of the party with nearly two-thirds of the seat in the House of Representatives to friendly country India will contribute to further deepen the bilateral relations between the two countries. Visiting Under Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy of the United States Sarah B. Rogers paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Kanal at the ministry yesterday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, discussions on the occasion were held on ways to further strengthening decades-long Nepal-US relations with particular emphasis on enhanced cooperation in investment, trade, culture and tourism. Likewise, Undersecretary Rogers also paid a courtesy call on Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmalsinha in Singhadarbar yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed Nepal-US cooperation in information technology, telecommunications, digital infrastructure, cybersecurity and investment promotion. Rogers said the United States is interested in expanding collaboration in the ICT and telecom sectors and noted that American companies are keen to invest in Nepal if provided with a stable and investment-friendly environment. Minister Timal Sinha said Nepal is pursuing economic and administrative transformation through information technology and welcomes bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the sector. Yesterday itself, the visiting United States Undersecretary Rogers also held an interaction with journalists in Kathmandu, where she described the Millennium Challenge Corporation as an important investment in Nepal's economy and energy sector. She also said that the United States considers Nepal a vital partner and is committed to further strengthening bilateral relations. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming paid a courtesy call on Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta at Singha Darbar on Monday. According to the ministry, the meeting focused on matters of mutual interest and cooperation in health sector. Minister Mehta expressed appreciation for China's support to Nepal and its continued assistance in various health projects. During the meeting, Ambassador Zhang expressed confidence in Nepal's socio-economic progress and reaffirmed China's readiness to support Nepal in its priority areas. Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Singhal said the Nepali Army's contribution to UN peacekeeping missions has played a significant role in promoting global peace. Speaking at a ceremony marking the International Day of UN Peacekeepers, he said the Army's professionalism and integrity have earned international recognition and brought pride to Nepal. On the occasion, families of 2 fallen peacekeepers and 5 outstanding peacekeepers were recognized. Nepal stands as the leading UN troop contributing nation with 4,179 peacekeepers deployed worldwide. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said Nepal's GDP is projected to reach ₹7,458 billion with the implementation of the next fiscal year's budget. At an interaction program organized by Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, NAFJ, he said the government aims to collect around ₹1.6 trillion in revenue in 2083-84 BS and expects economic growth of 7%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The special court has ordered the release of former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara on bail of 100,000 rupees. A joint bench of judges Sudarshan Dev Bhatta and Bidur Koirala issued the order on Monday. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, had filed a case against Mahara accusing him of involvement in the smuggling of gold worth 77.8 million rupees by evading customs duties and taxes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Lebanon says the armed group Hezbollah has accepted a United States proposal for a mutual halt to hostilities with Israel. The BBC has quoted the Lebanese embassy in Washington as saying the proposed arrangement would see Israeli strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs stop in exchange for Hezbollah refraining from attacks on Israel. The embassy said the ceasefire could later be expanded to cover all Lebanese territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed an agreement in principle but said Israeli forces would continue operations in southern Lebanon and warned that attacks would resume if Hezbollah targeted Israeli civilians. U.S. President Donald Trump said he had spoken with both Israeli and Hezbollah representatives and that they had agreed to stop attacks. The developments come amid wider regional tensions involving Iran, Israel, and the United States. While Washington says diplomatic efforts are continuing, no comprehensive agreement has yet been formally announced. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region today. Likewise, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions. There is also a possibility of snowfall in some high Himalayan areas. Similarly, one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim provinces may experience rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning today. Meanwhile, hot day conditions are likely to persist in Mathes province and the Tarai region of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition parties obstruct both houses of the federal parliament demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement. Committee formed to probe indecent behaviours of lawmakers in Sunday's House of Representatives meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP's chairperson Rabi Lamichhane in New Delhi for 5-day India visit. And Lebanon announces Hezbollah's acceptance of US ceasefire proposal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.